I wanted to add one more thing. That fascinating thing had to do much after the run, but associated. In 1935, let's go before that. The Tashbitz, who was a Talmud of a Talmud of the Ran, writes that he once saw the Ran Sefer Torah, that it was it had in it kufs, that the foot of the kuf was attached to the roof. Halachically, the way we have it in Shulchan Aruch, it's pasul. The Gemara, it's kuf and the hay, and the foot has to be detached. He saw it was davuk, and he said that the Ran didn't answer him. That's what he has in Masoros from his Rebbe. 1935, somebody in Tveria announced that he has that Sefer Torah, and it had a first of all, it was Arukake Kefoy, which is interesting. It's the Zalocha Sefer Torah's circumference should the Chatchila be the same as its height. We don't have it like that now, Sefer Torah. It's very difficult. You have to get the right size exactly. That Sefer Torah has it. And the kufs, many of the kufs, the foot was attached to the top. And the three simonim, this was the Ran Sefer Torah. One simon is there was a little silver plate on it that said the Sefer Torah belongs to Nissim ben Reuven Migrana. I actually said Migranada. Then on top of it, on top of the beginning of Sefer Torah, it says something from the Ran's son, that this is my father's Sefer Torah. And at the end of the Sefer Torah, in the back of the Sefer Torah, there's a little story where the Ran's son says about the terrible gzeiros there were in all these towns and so on and so forth, along Arichas. So, three simonim, and the kufs are attached to it, and it looked very, very old. Somewhere along the line, it disappeared, and 50 years later, it resurfaced in Hebrew University, uncatalogued. But it was assumed that that was Ran Sefer Torah. People looked for other things. Also, Cholifin, it's a Dava Choshev, and the place where it became very, very important, there was a big machlokas, and it's Yisrael Chazanish and others, about the tzaddik. What does the letter tzaddik look like? Two yuds same or two yuds facing each other? And the Sfari had one ksav, and Chazish held its puzzle, mamish, and so on. There's a big machlokas on it. And this was a Sefer Torah that they looked to for proof how the Ran wrote. You know, you can't pass on Ran wrote, and so on. Al Kapanim, there slowly began to rise some doubts on this Sefer Torah to Ran. One of them was, first of all, the writing on the back of a Sefer Torah, so it was not Kedeg Aksav, it's highly unusual. Even if it's Mutter, Neshloi Kedeg Aksav, it's something that is not, you don't find it. And the story itself had one word that was a modern word. Not fully modern. They had the word pro'i, pei reish aleph yud, which means wild. It's that word, in the sense that it was used, was not used later. It didn't have any modern words, but that word wasn't used that way. Besides this, there were spellings of Spanish cities and towns that were not the way they were, and one of them possibly a mistake. So that already roused suspicions that it may not be the Ran Sefer Torah. The Makir Patish was sometime at the end of the last century, meaning the 1990s, I think it was, they did a carbon 14 dating on the parchment. Now, carbon 14 dating works for living material, and it's a complex. You don't simply walk with a machine and you put the machine next to it and it fleshes out the year it was made. It's a complicated. What they do is they have to isolate the carbon out of it, measure it's a statistic of how much radiation there is and so on and so forth. But they did it. They did it in the best lab in Eretz Yisrael, and the what came out was that the great probability, it certainly was not written before the 1400s, the great probability is between 1400 to 1500 maybe, and a small probability a little bit afterwards. That's what this, that's where the animal, the skinny animal, comes from. That pretty much laid to rest the claim that this could be the Ran's Sefer Torah. They actually found two or three more items in the Hebrew University Library that had the same type of ziyuf, like an old cloth where you, it looks one way, but it tests another way. It, they seem to feel that it's probably one person who did them all, but it certainly is a fascinating, you know, knowing that that you have to be very, very careful when you find things to know, A, that people didn't plant them. There's usually, there's a big HR to plant it. It's also identifying these things is never easy. You know, exact, knowing exactly. And this in some ways was too good to be true. It had three identifications on it. That usually is three times as many as you normally get. That's not, you know, it's very, very unusual. But Al Kapanim, it's just a fascinating footnote to the whole story with Iran. I just wanted to, okay. Mm-hmm.